Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show for a Wednesday, middle of the week. And we got a chance for you to play Mono's Country coming up in about 20 minutes. Not only can you win $100, but we have some Keith Urban tickets up for grabs. We'll tell you more about that just about 20 minutes away here on the Morning Bullpen. Morning, Mo.
Good morning.
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the top stories folks are going to be hearing about all day today. Here are the top three things happening in Texas this morning.
Number three.
Concerned parents and Houstonians alike are signing a petition calling for an administrative change at Milby High School after a student was killed by a train walking to school. Ugh. You probably saw the story.
Yeah.
Police said the train was traveling slowly, the crossing lights and arms are working normally, but the petition was posted because they didn't like how the principal handled the situation as far as for the other students.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fascinating. Number two.
Mattress Mack had good news yesterday. He had his four-hour open-heart surgery, and a spokesperson for Mattress Mack said he would like to thank the community for their support during this time. Please continue to keep him in your thoughts and prayers as he focuses on recovery.
So no more update than that?
That's what we got.
Okay.
Usually Mattress Mack would be the one making these statements. I find it interesting.
Well, and it's kind of interesting that you expect him, when he makes a statement, he'll go on for like 20 minutes.
Oh, there should have been like a sale or something?
To have someone actually make just a normal statement, it's like, wait, that's all there is?
And the top story trending in Texas.
You freezing your tickets off this morning?
It was chilly today.
It was, yeah.
A freeze warning in effect for counties north and west of Houston. That expires at 8 a.m. So some of the northern counties, 32 degrees this morning. Can you imagine? I mean, it happens right
it's
now.
Christmas time.
Is that what it is?
It is. It's Christmas
time. I woke up to 37 here in Houston. They're reporting 40 degrees right now. And this freeze warning situation can only be issued once per county per season. And they just want you to know, like, it's here. Carry on with the rest of your life. So never again will it happen. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. So it's not going to be like 80 tomorrow again.
No, 79 on Sunday, though.
I was going to say, that's the weekend. That's covered the weekend.
Freeze warning.
I just wanted to help you, like, stay grounded.
We're on the Christmas train roller
coaster. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's exactly right. So that's what's trending in Texas. Top stories you're going to be hearing about all day today as we start the morning together here on the Morning Bullpen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's the time of the morning that we gather Bull Nation together and share a little good news. And let's talk about holiday travel. You know, traveling during the holidays is stressful enough.
Yes, hectic for sure.
But there's a story this morning about a Delta flight that got stuck on the tarmac last night for over an hour. The plane's replacement crew was stuck in traffic. Mm-hmm. We know how that works around here.
Yes.
Leaving all the travelers sitting on the plane, cramped, hot, and restless, when all of a sudden, a dude named Wayne Hoey, who, by the way, is a former U.S. Army band member, got up, opened up the overhead bin, whipped out a big case, and started walking up and down the aisle on the plane playing Christmas songs. Yep, he got his saxophone out and started playing Christmas music for everybody on the plane. They were singing along, and as a matter of fact, Wayne, who is an amazing guy, after 20 years in the Army, he had retired and gone back for his master's degree in music and went on to become a middle school teacher, where he still is a fill-in teacher, a substitute most of the time. And he said his advice to his students is always bring your saxophone. So can I get an amen for Wayne's holiday soundtrack this morning and finding moments of joy even when you're stuck on the tarmac?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Eric.
Well, apparently not everyone felt good about that amen story,
Mo,
George.
He didn't even give an amen when we just did that. He didn't. His voice was not even
there. To Eric's being a major Grinch, he has a huge problem with your amen story, George. So we're about to ruin all the good feelings that we just got from that amen, and we're going to do it up next.
I want to start with an apology to my mom, Laura Lindsay, for all the days that she complained about having to make dinner and none of us really appreciated it. Because I'm feeling the same thing this morning, Mom. Because I, every day, make a fresh, new amen story for you at 6:10.
Yes.
And I feel like Eric is the child that doesn't appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I am just feeling a little bit like there's no appreciation anymore. Mm-hmm. Because we had this wonderful story just a few minutes ago about a guy. They were stuck on an airplane, whole airplane full of people. They were stuck on the tarmac. The guy got out his saxophone case and started playing a little holiday music for the people on the plane. And people loved it so much that they started singing along on the airplane. And it's like you got to find joy out there no matter what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. But I want you to listen to something, Mo. At the end of that story, we always ask for an amen. listen, because here's the thing. I don't believe that Eric participated at all in our amen at the end of the story.
Amen.
That's just our voices.
Oh. Yeah, amen.
I mean, there's sometimes I don't want to amen, but I do it anyway.
That's
Eric.
Right. You amen anyway, Eric.
I don't think I've ever not amened.
This is the first time you protested?
And first
amen.
Of all,
amen.
You're not on there. You're not even protesting.
No, I'm back there going, amen.
Whatever.
First of all, George, you cook up the amen stories as much as my mom used to cook up dinner when she'd drive through McDonald's. Somebody else cooks up the good news and you serve it to us for the record.
I reheat it and serve it. You're right.
But why specifically was this not your jam?
Oh, because I would have hated this flight. It was all about a guy who got out his freaking saxophone in an enclosed space and started playing in people's faces because there's no room. You've got to stick that hole right up to people's faces.
You wouldn't have found any kind of joy in something like that breaking out while
None.
You were stuck on the
Zero.
Plane.
I can't stand when people use public transportation as their method of delivery for their message or whatever.
Wait, didn't you do that?
What? No, I was a street performer.
Is that any different?
Way different.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had to have permits. I had to get approved. I had to audition. It was a real thing. Yes.
However.
I honestly think, though, during the holidays, Mo.
Yes.
Don't you think you would have gone, oh, this is kind of cool. And the guy's pretty good.
I mean, there were a lot of factors that would have gone into how I was feeling. I don't
Imagine
know. How long
you're
were
napping.
They sitting on the plane? I would have napped right through it, for sure. Saxophone doesn't bother my ears. But if it was like a trumpet, I would have been mad.
I can see that, like on an airplane. But
yeah.
I thought this guy was pretty good.
He seemed good.
I thought it was a good story. It gave a good message that you find. And then all of a sudden, Eric, we do the big amen.
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 And there's nothing there.
Yeah. Clap again? Play the clap
Let's hear the clap.
The clap.
Just the
better
clapping
than the amen.
From the crowd, the mass.
I love it.
Okay, that's like eight people.
A couple.
That's
right.
People in a crowded plane. The rest of them want to get off of that flight. You've trapped me with a saxophonist. That is my hell.
You can't. It just picked up the people around him. You couldn't hear the entire plane roaring in approval.
Y'all are a mess.
Kind of like Eric and his half-hearted.
Amen.
He's not even on it. He is nowhere to hear it. Nowhere.
You're listening to The Morning Bullpen with George Mo and Eric with a K.
What's coming up next here? What?
I want to talk to people who had an imaginary friend, or if their kid had an imaginary friend.
Wait, why?
Or like a creepy obsession. Talk to things that weren't there.
Is this about your kids?
It is.
713-881-5500. Apparently Eric's kid's got a creepy imaginary friend. Call now if you want to hang out with our imaginary friends. 713-881-5500.
Waking up on a chilly morning. As a matter of fact, some of our northern and western counties have a freeze warning today. In the city right now, 37 degrees here at the radio station, so just know it's going to be chilly. By the way, on Sunday, we're back to 80 degrees.
I never thought I'd say these words, but I'm a grandpa before George.
What?
Yep, I became a grandpa, George.
Your kids are like 9 and 5.
Yes, but Charlie, she won some contest at school. She's 9 years old, okay? Mm-hmm. She won some contest, and she got to pick an object out of this, like, basket. When you do something good.
The treasure chest?
Yes, a treasure chest. Yes.
Naturally.
Yeah. So she got to pick this little eraser. It's a dinosaur shape.
Okay.
It's like a brontosaurus.
That sounds kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, very cool, right? She came home and said, Daddy, this is Borb. He is my son. No, but it gets way worse, George. So
I don't know if it can get way worse.
No. For 2 weeks now. Mm-hmm. For 2 weeks, she has been making clothes for Borb. She has a bed next to her bed, a little tiny bed that Borb sleeps on. Mm-hmm. He has gone to the movie theater with us, and he gets one piece of popcorn.
Eric.
He has his own dining table at our house.
Mm-hmm. Eric.
She's made this entire life for Borb. Now, 2 days ago, she comes home and she says, Daddy, I'd like to introduce you to somebody.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Borb has a sister?
This is Sway, yes.
A brother?
And Ty.
Brother and sister?
All brothers.
Oh, okay.
All brothers. Yes. Okay.
So
okay.
One is a T-Rex and one is a Triceratops.
Wow. Okay.
So now we have this family of dinosaur erasers that she has become obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
She had one left over, and so she gave it to our five-year-old son, Ford, who has now become obsessed with his, and they're making clothes and beds, and he has named his... He's not very creative, okay? Mm-hmm. His name is Ford. He named his dinosaur Four.
You know what? Congratulations,
Peepaw. I think it's boys, though. I think the boys, you're right, are not as creative.
Fair.
My son, Zachary, when he was younger,
yeah.
He had an evil twin that did all the bad things.
Ooh,
named,
yeah.
Named Ackery.
Well, his name is Zachary.
Zachary, yeah. So,
I'm just saying, I think there cute. May be something to the kids. Not, the guy's not having as much creativity there. So it's a
know.
Whole thing at your house.
Yeah,
you have
not
a whole
even
family
that, George.
Now.
But she had basketball practice last night, and I had to go with her. And she carries Borb and Sway and Ty everywhere we go now with mm-hmm. their little apparatus. And she said, Daddy, while I'm at basketball practice, I need you to be a good grandpa, okay? All three of them need to be fed, but Borb does not like the applesauce. He likes the cinnamon applesauce only.
Mm.
They can share the cucumbers, but Ty is lactose intolerant, so he needs formula.
What?
And I had to sit there and feed and burp and rock mm-hmm. these little dinosaur erasers in her eye so she could see that it was happening during basketball practice. It's become an obsession in my house.
Mo's been awfully quiet.
I mean, this is mom life. I mean, it's maternal instinct. It starts young. She's going to be a great mother.
Oh,
sorry, Dad. You have to pick up the slack every once in a while.
Sailor, does Sailor have a imaginary friend yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
The day will come. Okay. We know she has quite the imagination.
I want to know this. 713-881-5500. You call us and tell us if your kid has an imaginary friend story or you had an imaginary friend as a kid. 713-881-5500. People on the phone already. Scott is in Moss Hill. Scott, tell me your story?
My son was probably 5 years old, roughly. He's in his 30s now. But he had a friend named Bubba.
Yes!
We had lived in Georgia for a short time period. My wife's originally from Georgia. And that's where Bubba originated, was in Georgia. He literally moved with us back to Texas. And he was blamed for everything my son did when he was 5 years old.
Bubba
oh
did
my
it.
God, yes.
Is amazing.
Yep.
I love that most kids are imagining like dinosaurs who can talk or dragons who they can fly on. And yours is imagining a hillbilly.
The redneck. At what point did Bubba go away?
We literally had to sit down and talk with my son and tell him it was time for Bubba to go back to Georgia.
Okay, that's good advice for me.
Bubba went back to Georgia!
I didn't know if we should have some sort of funeral and say, oh, Borb died.
You got an imaginary kid story in your family? 713-881-5500. We'd love to hear your story. 713-881-5500. All right, we just found out that Eric is a grandpa, believe it or not. His daughter, Charlie, has an imaginary friend. Borb?
No. They're triplets, George.
Okay.
You got Borb. You got Sway, and you got Ty, and
they're
a family of dinosaurs,
and, Ty,
and I am the grandpa.
Okay. Yes, dinosaur
and these
grandpa.
Are little eraser dinosaurs.
Yeah, that she got out of her treasure chest for doing good things at school.
Mm-hmm. So we wanted to know you have any imaginary friends. I'm sorry we lost the call of the lady who called in about flies.
Her sister had flies, and the mom set the table with little china, like, you know, tea cup china. For the family of flies. I really had more questions about the story.
If they were like real flies.
Real flies.
Okay. All right. Well, let's
call
get
back
to
if you hear us.
Let's get to Dorinda in Liberty. Dorinda, imaginary friend story. Tell us yours.
So, well, my daughter's 36 now, but when she was 4, she had an imaginary friend named Tyler that lived in the buckle of the seatbelt in the car. That she would, yes, she would talk to Tyler. No one was allowed to sit in that seat because that's where Tyler sat. And he, and she was very clear he lived in the seat belt buckle.
What? I love kids and their imagination. I love it.
How do you handle that, Dorinda?
Well, the first time she did it, it kind of freaked us out a little bit, and then we thought maybe it was just a temporary thing, but no. And as a parent, you're kind of wondering, like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with my child? But then it became kind of a joke, and to this day, we'll still pick at her and say, so how's Tyler?
Ah, that's awesome.
Okay, I feel good a little mom. Better, Dorinda. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you make us feel a little bit better there. All right, 713-881-5500 is the number. Imaginary friends.
Sharon and Katie, tell us about your son's imaginary friend.
Well, my son was 3 and 4 years old, and we were stationed at Fort Hood. My husband was deployed a lot, and whenever he would deploy, Derek would come and live with us. One night, we had a really bad thunderstorm.
Wait, Derek was the imaginary friend.
Derek was the imaginary friend.
Oh, got it. Okay, got it.
So every time your husband would deploy, this invisible friend named Derek would show up.
Right. And one night we had this terrible thunderstorm. And if you've ever been to one of those, it gets caught between hills up there by Fort Hood. Uh-huh. And Austin showed up and he said, Mom, I'm scared. I said, okay, get in the bed. You know, I've pulled the covers back. And right before I fall asleep again, he says, Mom, Derek's scared too. So I throw the covers back and I said, tell Derek to get in the bed and shut up. And I threw the covers back and I was just praying the bed wouldn't zip again.
Yeah.
Well, he goes to school the next day, and he tells his teacher that I have a child living in the woods behind the house. His name was Derek. So that afternoon, I'm talking to CPS and the counselor because I have a child living in the woods named Derek who only showed up during tough times.
I love this so much.
It could have gone so many ways with a man named Derek, when your husband's deployed.
I gotta say, though, Sharon, I mean, what an amazing, I mean, that had to be like his coping mechanism that the imaginary friend would come and live with you all whenever Dad got deployed.
Right. And, when he got older, we learned how to make the calendars and write letters and those kind of things. And Derek kind of went away.
Wow.
But for a year there, Derek was there. Every time he deployed, Derek
came to live. Coping mechanisms are so interesting.
That is very, very cool. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let's go one more. Let's talk to Christy this morning. Christy, you got an imaginary friend story?
Yes, it's about my nephew. He had a coworker named Jose, and they would go work outside. And one day he came inside, and we asked where Jose was, and he said he had to go home and fight with his wife.
What?
Oh, gotta go to the job site again with Jose.
How old was your nephew at the time?
He was about 10.
Okay. Oh, my
Jose's
goodness.
Wife. She's always yip, yip, yipping at him.
She's a nagger.
Jose's an alcoholic now.
Your imaginary friend stories here on The Bull. It's time for jury duty. We're just out here this morning solving the world's problems, and Marty is on the phone this morning. And Marty, I understand you have a jury duty problem you want to tell us about. What's your question today?
Is it good or bad to re-gift Christmas presents?
Marty, as far as I'm concerned, you can do whatever you want. Because you're just the sweetest thing.
Seriously.
But what do you think? What's your opinion?
I don't think it's right, but I have done it.
There we go.
The truth comes out, sister.
Marty.
I was going to say, I will tell you this proudly as a cheap person. I'm sorry, as a frugal person.
Yes.
I have re-gifted things a lot in my lifetime.
Uh-huh. A lot?
A lot.
I'm not shocked by this at all.
Oh, my goodness. That's why every shirt I get from you is an extra large.
Correct.
All right. Marty, what's the item that you re-gifted? Do you remember?
A pair of house slippers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't like them or what?
Wait, had you worn them?
No. You open them up, you look at them, and you go, oh, those are really, really nice. Close the box, put them in the closet. Where they stay until you think of somebody to give them to.
I could use some house slippers. I'll take that re-gift.
So sweet.
Marty.
Thank you, Marty.
With a name like Marty, you got an evil streak in you, don't you?
I love her. I love her.
No, I do not.
You're a little bit bad girl, Marty.
Maybe sometime.
There we go. All right, Marty. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
All right. So, Mo, where do you stand on re-gifting?
I'm not doing it.
Oh,
no, I'm a thoughtful.
You never re-gift?
No, I'm a thoughtful gift giver. So I'm not giving you something just to give you something. I'm not giving someone slippers.
By the way, that sounds like bragging to me.
No,
I'm
that's
a thoughtful
like
gift giver.
There's the reason for giving, yeah. Not just to get something.
She takes great pride in thinking about what every single person should give.
All right, Eric, where do you stand on this?
No, it's cheap.
Well, you know where I stand,
you
right?
Love
you
it.
Know where I am.
Yeah, we've received your gifts before, George.
Hey! Let's go to Sharon first this morning. Sharon, good morning. You're a first juror up. You live in Richmond. You're shopping for 9 people. Is it okay? Yes or no?
Good or bad?
Is it good or bad? That's what Marty said. Mm-hmm. Is it good or bad to re-gift?
Oh, I have to amend it. I'm actually shopping for 13 people because I forgot all about the white elephant gifts I've got to get for various work and group functions.
I'm hearing you leaning toward re-gifting.
I think it's okay with one caveat, that the person that you re-gift to is in no way connected to the sphere of where you are.
Oh, yeah, sure. They're going to find out.
Again, Sharon, that's a rookie move. If you're a re-gifter, you know better
we're
than
voting good for
so they didn't witness the crime, in other words.
Exactly right.
Horatio is in LaPorte. Horatio, is it good or bad to re-gift Christmas presents?
No, unless they don't find out it's to the same person.
Mm-hmm. So well, good.
Why are you doing something you don't want people to find out? Wouldn't that insinuate that it's bad by nature?
No.
No. Hell nah.
Horatio does a lot of things that he doesn't want everyone to know
about.
How
many people are you shopping for, Horatio? Just tell Eric how many people you have to shop for.
It's about 30 people.
What?
Both families and then the wife and the side piece. No. But from a different account.
You're a hot mess.
Let's go to line 2.
All right, that's Freddie in Houston. Hey, is it good or bad to re-gift Christmas presents?
I think it's bad and it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Right.
Bad and it's cheap, he says. Okay, all right. Erica is on the phone. Erica, good morning. Tell me this morning, is it good or bad to re-gift at Christmas time?
I think it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay, so we're all tied up.
Oh, crap.
Erica, you have tied it up. We are going to morally decide once and for all for the city of Houston.
Actually, Lauren in Seabrook is taking on that responsibility.
No pressure, girl.
Yeah. How many people are you shopping for, Lauren?
I shop for probably about 10 to 12.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. All right. So here's the question this morning, and you get to decide it because we're tied right now.
Lauren, is it good or bad to re-gift Christmas presents?
I am all for it.
Oh,
especially
wow.
Especially if it's like little, for one, my husband's allergic to everything in life. So like whenever you get the gift sets that have like a lot of fragrance in them.
Oh, gosh.
And everybody is so sensitive to it. Mm-hmm. That's honestly what I do. I re-gift it because I can't use it.
I throw it in the trash is what I do. No one should be subject to that, especially
if somebody doesn't have an allergy and they love all that perfumey stuff and you know it.
I like it.
Might as well give it to Bill.
Okay, fine.
Bill.
By the way, Mo, keep Lauren on your list to make sure you shuttle your prizes through there. So, all right, Mo, final verdict this morning on jury duty.
Is it good or bad to re-gift Christmas presents? And the answer is, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Marty, you're fine.
Wow.
You and I are fine, because Marty said she didn't feel good about it, but she had done it. So.
Yeah, because she's a little bit of a bad girl.
A little bit of a bad girl, she told us.
That's jury duty, and we do it every morning here on the Morning Bullpen. On the drive home this afternoon, you have a chance to win a brand new pair of boots with Nick Russo. If you're not riding home with Nick, you should be right here on 100.3 The Bull. It's time for our 10-minute tune. This is where Eric creates a new song. Every single day, he takes a suggestion from you and turns it into music. Well, he calls it music. but we got to start, Mo, with the suggestions from folks this morning.
All right, 713-881-5500. We're starting with Lorelai. It says here, you're 17, you live in Montgomery, and what do you want Eric to sing about? Hey, Lorelai.
I think Eric should sing about how the finals are ridiculous. Ooh. For schools.
Yeah, how dare they find out what I learned this year?
Well, I think we do assignments all year, so why should we have to take a test?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, you remember stuff you did back in August, sure. Lorelai, you're 17. Where do you go to high school? Do you mind if I ask?
I go to Montgomery High School.
Okay. Shout out.
Montgomery High School. Okay,
stay
shout
in
out.
School there. Forever.
Okay. Yeah, we just had a song yesterday that was about adulthood.
Adulting.
Yeah. It's yes. a trap. Stay yes. in high school
yeah,
forever.
Just soak okay, it up, Lorelai. Okay. If finals are your biggest problem, you're in good shape.
You've got this, girl.
All right, you hang in there, Lorelai, okay?
All right.
All right, John's on the phone in Houston. Hey, John, what should I sing about today?
I'm thinking you got to sing about this time of year, the hell that it is to go shopping with your wife. Holiday shopping is about as stressful as it can be and about as boring as it can be. I feel like I'm just a purse holder and a credit card dispenser.
John
is speaking for every man this morning.
It's like there's almost like I don't even need language. You just, the hand comes out. I hand over the card. She doesn't even look at me. The hand just flies out. And I'm standing in Sephora, and the stores, it's just like, you can't even, they're like a labyrinth you can't get out of.
My gosh.
I have flashbacks of when I was a child hiding in the, like, clothing racks. In those, like, I want to go back in one of those.
John, I want to go shopping with you sometime is what I want to do. The great suggestion today.
All right.
I feel like John was working out therapy there with this this morning, too. Alea is on the phone. She's 11 and is here in Houston. Alea, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
I think he should sing about, like, the lame stuff you get on Christmas. The lame stuff you get, like, but you act like you like it.
Yeah,
you do.
Like socks.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate those socks, sister.
There are dads everywhere that are waiting on Christmas so we can have new socks this year, okay?
No joke, I have 3 different sets of socks on my Christmas list.
Oh, shame.
I do too, absolutely. Absolutely, I do. Alea, what's the lamest thing you've ever gotten as a Christmas gift you'd like to give a shout out to? What's the lamest?
I'm going to say that it was probably... Wait, I'm trying to remember what it was. Okay. It was a shirt, and it was, like, maybe 8 years old. And it had, like, a big unicorn on the front.
Okay. All right.
Mom.
I would agree with you then. All right. So, Eric, we have a lot of different suggestions here today.
Yeah.
Any of them speak to you?
Definitely one of them does, George.
Yeah.
And that's because I can feel my credit card catching on fire.
Wow. Goodbye.
We have to do shopping for the holidays with your wife at places like the mall
okay.
and Home Goods.
Yeah. No, he had everything in there, though. I feel like a purse holder, just a credit card hander. I mean, that's all we do. All right. That's going to be our topic this morning. What's he going to do to create a song? What's he going to come up with? We'll find out. Eric will have the 10-minute tune coming up next here on The Bull. I just saw that they were asking you to bring in your sensitive plants. If you have sensitive plants outside, you're supposed to bring them in because it's
That's
chilly
funny
this morning.
Because my sensitive plant is in the hallway writing a song right now.
Our little sensitive plant, our little sensitive boy. Eric writes a song every day off your suggestion. We call it the 10-minute tune. And we had John, who called earlier, and he had this that he wanted Eric to sing about.
I'm thinking you got to sing about this time of year, the hell that it is to go shopping with your wife.
Okay. All right. So John gave us that one a little bit earlier, and Eric has been working on this one for a while. Usually he's back in plenty of time here. So you've been, did you struggle with this?
You know,
this
I
one?
Can hear you in the hallway, right?
No, you can.
No, they play the station. Yes. If we're all plants, then you're a corpse flower.
What's the one that eats like flies? That's me.
Oh, Venus flytrap.
That's me.
That's right. That's what you are. So were you struggling with this song?
No, there's just a lot of words to put in it. So I'm going to do it in the style of a classic Christmas song. You'll recognize it. It's all for guys having to follow their ladies around as they shop for the holiday season.
Okay. All right. It's today's 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
At the mall, it's December. Can't keep up following her. Her purse I'm holding, she keeps going shopping, and I'm going broke again. Cash or credit, she will take them both, man. I I can hear my bank account scream. I don't have the guts to tell her no, man. Is she buying one of everything? Here's my cash, just go spend it. I am sick of pretending like I stand a chance. She wears the pants. She's shopping and I'm going broke again.
Good one, Eric. I like that one.
She wears the pants.
She does wear the pants.
If you were in charge of gifts, no one would get anything.
Yeah.
I really have nothing. I have nothing yet.
You haven't bought a single gift?
I have you two covered, and that's it.
Well, that's all I'm responsible for.
Exactly.
Right?
Your wife does all the shopping.
Good point. Yes.
All right. That's today's 10-Minute Tune. You can download it off our app and off our podcast there. And if you like the podcast on the Odyssey app, you never miss a 10-Minute Tune.
Coming up on the Morning Bullpen.
George, I'm dumping the one that dumped on me.
Oh.
What?
I have a black eye right now, and I'm making big changes in my life because of it. So I have to tell you what's currently going on, and it's not what it sounds like, okay? I promise.
I was gonna say.
It's coming up next.
It's George, Mo, and Eric. And Mo, I noticed something about you this morning. First of all, your eye looks so much better.
Does it?
And I don't know. Maybe you're too far away.
No. But that means it's healing. Mo has a black eye. In case you didn't hear about this, mm-hmm. Mo has a black eye, and it's healing, and I think it looks better today.
It does not. I mean, it looks better. Nasty today.
Well, it just looks, it looks more yellowish.
It's very yellow, yes.
But that means it's healing.
Okay.
Good. So remind folks what happened, why you have a black eye.
Thank you for talking about it again. I fell asleep, like, in the middle of not nighttime with my cell phone on my chest, and I, like, jostled at some point, and it just, like, violently projectiled into my eye socket.
Hit you right at the base of your nose and your
eye. Sure did.
Yeah.
I kept sleeping because I'm exhausted and woke up looking like this.
You didn't ice it or anything.
No, I was just sleeping.
So for almost the last week now.
Yeah.
Yes, it happened on Friday.
Yeah, and we keep reliving it over and over because it's my favorite new thing to talk about.
It's hard not to talk about it because every person that looks at me either like looks away or looks for a really long time.
It's all I think about. And we do video on this show.
Right.
So every time... Every time we're shooting a video for the show, I go, I can't use that. She's got a black eye. Like, that's the only thing people are going to want to know
very,
about.
Very, very there, isn't it?
And people always go, well, she does work with George and Eric.
You know.
Throwing hands is something that happens. But I did notice one thing about you this morning.
Yes, today is a big day because I am breaking up with the one that hurt me. Which I think is healthy in a relationship such as mine.
Yes, you deserve to get out of
that. Thank you. And I'm a strong woman.
Uh-huh.
So I got a new iPhone.
This has cracked me up because you honestly are getting rid of the phone is fine.
Yes.
And you're getting rid of the phone because it hurt you.
It hurt me. And so no longer will it be a part of my life. We're currently transferring data to the new iPhone.
It's happening right now. George, you can't see it, but I've never seen Mo like this before because she's transferring data from her old phone to her new phone. It's doing it all wirelessly, and it's taking so much time.
Yes, it says about 2 days remaining is what it says right
now. 2 days?
Yes.
And her fingers are tapping on the table.
I can't check the baby monitor. I can't check to see if the nanny's on time. Like,
you got a rotating chair that's not stopping moving.
Yes. I have to add to cart. Like, all the things. I'm making a shopping list. Like, who am I?
And you have 2 more days for all of your data.
Two more days.
Here's the thing. She is a mom of toddlers.
Yes.
So you know she's got 8 million pictures on her phone.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And videos
and stuff
and
like that.
And I never backed it up. I've never done that before.
You've never backed up your phone?
No. Heck no. Who does that?
Well, I do it every night.
You have no life, George.
I have my phone set to back up every single night.
What?
That tells everything you need to know about his life versus my life. He also makes his bed. You know what I mean?
I make my bed every morning. Every single morning. Well, unless my wife's in the bed and I don't want to cover her up because then she might trade me in on a new model like you're doing.
Can I get an upgrade?
The New Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. because Mo knows country.
Rick's in Jersey Village this morning. He tried to get $100 and tickets to see Keith Urban, and this is how you get the cash.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we'll ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Rick?
Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, Rick, tell her to get out of here. Let's get this game started.
Go on, get.
Good luck, friend.
Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Which artist topped the charts with the hit Fancy Like in 2021? Name him.
Oh, man. Keith Urban.
Question number two. In which Zac Brown number one song did he sing the lyrics, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine? Was it A, Chicken Fried, B, Toes, or C, Homegrown?
A, Chicken Fried.
Question number three. Name the country star that became the second youngest contestant to ever win American Idol when he won back in 2011.
Oh, man. I feel like I got all the hard ones this morning.
It's not hard. Come on.
I really don't know.
Question number four. No need to throw hands over this. Keith Urban's wife, Nicole Kidman, appeared in his music video for what song?
Ooh.
Oh, no. I know this one.
There's a clue in there.
I know. That's a... Man, I failed miserably this morning.
Okay, all right. Let's try question number five. You have a flicker of a memory of this. You know that Tim McGraw starred in the movie The Blind Side, but did you know his first lead movie role was in what movie?
I don't know. Honestly, I think Blind Side's the only one I've ever seen him in anything.
Okay, okay. All right. Let's get Mo back in and find out what we're up against this morning.
What the heck is going on?
Rick says I was tough on him this morning.
Well, now you know how I feel, Rick.
Yeah, they were a little tough. He got one.
I do so good whenever I'm just listening to the show.
Stop. Isn't that funny the way that works? He got one?
Yeah.
He got one.
All right, you got one, Rick.
Oh, wow.
Okay, all right. Mo.
Yes.
Let's see how you do. Maybe they are tough today. I don't know. Question number one. Which artist topped the charts with the hit Fancy Like back in 2021?
Oh, Applebee. His name's Walker. Why do I have someone else's name stuck in my head right now? I'm thinking Walker Montgomery, but that's not who it is. What's his last name?
Oh, wow. Walker Hayes, y'all.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, you didn't Walker. Let her think it out. No. She might have gotten there, but it doesn't matter. So he didn't get it right. He said okay, Keith Urban. Fair.
All right, let's just move on from that.
How easily we forget.
Stop.
Question number two. In which Zac Brown Band song did he sing the lyrics, I was raised up underneath the shade of a Georgia pine? Was it A, Chicken Fried?
Yes.
B, Toes?
No.
Or C, Homegrown?
No. A, Chicken Fried.
It was Chicken Fried. You're right. Yes.
Rick, that's the one you got, buddy.
All right, let's do this. Let's go.
Right.
Well, so far they're tied, though, right? All right, question number three. Mm-hmm. Name the country star who became the second youngest contestant to win American Idol. He won in 2011. Name him.
Was it Hunter Hayes?
No, Hunter Hayes was never on American Idol.
Billy Gilman.
No.
Who was it? I don't know.
It was Scotty McCreary, y'all.
Shut up.
He was 17.
No, I forgot about that.
Okay, Rick, you're still in good shape because she's only gotten the one that
you
got right.
There was no hint in that question.
I'm feeling a little better about it.
Question number four.
Okay.
No need to throw hands over this one.
Okay.
But Keith Urban's wife, Nicole Kidman, was in this music video for his song called?
Throw Hands. Cop Car.
Well, that's actually not a bad guess, but it's The Fighter. Remember The Fighter?
No.
She was in the video.
Okay. I don't remember that.
Wow, good Rick. Lord. Okay, you are hanging
These
on.
These questions are impossible, man. George.
They're not impossible.
It's still 1-1.
Let's go.
Question number five.
Mm-hmm.
You have a flicker of a memory of this.
Okay.
Tim McGraw starred in the movie The Blind Side, but what was his first lead movie role? What was the name of the film?
For some reason, I heard your hint flicker, and so I'm thinking it's Bug's Life.
No.
Wait, was the character in Bug's Life not named Flicker?
No, I don't know.
I don't know why it made me think of that.
The movie was Flicka.
I've never heard of that movie.
The Horse Flicka?
I've never heard of that movie in my entire life.
Oh my.
I don't even think that's a real movie.
You know what, Rick? You and I are going to get drinks and I'm buying because that was a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
That was the worst one we've ever had on Motive Catcher.
Mo got one correct answer, Rick, but that still means she keeps her money because ties always go to Mo.
Sorry, friend. I'm really sorry for everything that just happened. But you know what? I do have good news because you're going to see Keith Urban.
Nice.
Yes. Tickets aren't even on sale until Friday. It's Keith Urban's High and Alive World Tour coming to the Woodlands October 11th. Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you there.
Awesome. Thank y'all.
And what was the name of the song he's going to do at that concert?
No idea.
No idea.
Yeah.
It's the fighter.
Those were hard, George.
You get a chance to take $100 and Keith Urban tickets tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next chance to play Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.